This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. All preparations complete for local level election to be held tomorrow. Voting to begin at 7 in the morning. President, Vice President, House Speaker and National Assembly Chairman urge all voters to participate in voting process. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Nepal on 16th of May at the invitation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva, and Russia threatens to retaliate over Finland's NATO membership move. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission says all the necessary preparations have been completed for the local level election to be held tomorrow. Speaking at a press conference organized today, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urged all voters to exercise their franchise. Similarly, Election Commission joint spokesperson Surya Prasad Arial informed that preparations were over in all voting centers across the country to hold the election in a free, impartial and fearless environment. He also informed that the commission had strictly monitored the election code of conduct during the silence period. Election Commission joint spokesperson Arial added that clarifications had been sought from 66 individuals, including political leaders and candidates, over the violation of the code of conduct. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will last till 5 p.m. tomorrow. All the vehicles except for the essential services will be restricted from operating tomorrow. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has called on all voters to cast their vote in the local level election tomorrow in a free and fearless manner. In a video message today, President Bhandari said governance by people's elected representatives was the most beautiful aspect of democracy, stating that periodic elections were the foundation of a functioning democracy. The president said elections were the means to justify the theory that people were the real source of state power. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Puan has also urged all voters to enjoy their voting rights. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has appealed to all citizens to cast their vote with full confidence in the election tomorrow. Talking to media persons in Dhangari of Kailali today, Prime Minister Deva asked people to participate in the major democratic exercise from the local level. House of Representatives Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsena have also urged voters to cast their vote in the election tomorrow. Nearly 275,000 security personnel are providing security in the local level election this time. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, more than 65,000 Nepal police personnel, over 32,000 armed police force personnel and 71,000 Nepali army personnel have been mobilized for securing the election. Likewise, 100,000 temporary police personnel have also been deployed for the election purpose. Nepal Police spokesperson and senior superintendent Bishnu Kumar Kesi said there was less security challenges this election, as the activities of the criminal groups were almost nil. However, he added that the police were alert against any possible untoward activities during the election period. According to him, up to 18 police personnel have been mobilized at every voting station. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving on an official visit to Nepal on the 16th of May at the invitation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva. The Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that the Indian Prime Minister will pay an official visit to Lumbini to attend the special ceremony on the occasion of Buddha Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Lord Gautam Buddha. Indian Prime Minister Modi, together with the Prime Minister Deva, will participate in a prayer at the Maya Devi Temple and lay the foundation stone for the construction of a center for Buddhist culture and heritage at the monastery zone in Lumbini. They will also address a special ceremony to be organized to celebrate Buddha Jayanti at the Lumbini International Buddhist Meditation Center and Assembly Hall. While in Lumbini, the two prime ministers will hold bilateral talks and exchange views on Nepal-India cooperation and matters of mutual interest. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadga will also call on Indian Prime Minister Modi on the occasion. Prime Minister Deva will host a luncheon in honor of his Indian counterpart Modi and the visiting delegation. This will be Modi's fifth visit to Nepal as the Prime Minister of India. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Legal actions are being taken against 64 industries in the charge of producing and selling various types of inedible foodstuff and contaminated water. The Department of Food Technology and Quality Control has registered cases against these industries. Department spokesperson Mohan Krishna Maharajan said actions would be taken against these industries invoking the Prevention of Black Marketeering Act for producing foodstuff and water harmful to the consumer's health. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia says it will be forced to take retaliatory steps over its neighboring Finland's move to join NATO. A foreign ministry statement said the move would seriously damage bilateral relations as well as security and stability in northern Europe. Earlier, Finland's President and Prime Minister called for the country to apply for NATO membership without delay. It comes amid a surge in public support for NATO membership following Russian invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares a 1,300-kilometer border with Russia. Until now, it has stayed out of NATO to avoid antagonizing its eastern neighbor. According to the BBC, Finland will formally announce its decision on Sunday after it has been considered by Parliament and other senior political figures. Likewise, Sweden had said it will also announce a similar decision on the same day. North Korea has ordered a strict nation lockdown after confirming its first official COVID infection. State media have reported an Omicron outbreak in the capital, Pyongyang, but did not state the number of cases. North Korea has rejected any kind of vaccine program, even when offered vaccine supplies by other countries. Instead, it attempted to control COVID by sealing its borders and had never recorded a case, despite experts believing the virus has long been present there. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1 and Madhya Province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. All preparations complete for local level election to be held tomorrow. Voting to begin at 7 in the morning. President, Vice President, House Speaker and National Assembly Chairman urge all voters to participate in voting process. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Nepal on 16th of May at the invitation of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva. And Russia threatens to retaliate over Finland's NATO membership move. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.